ओम शांति। डिपनिंग योगा एक्सपीरियंस, बाबा हैज सेड दिस इज द टाइम ऑफ हैविंग really powerful yoga, and that is why we really need to develop the depth of yoga, quality of yoga. The aim of practicing yoga is to recharge the soul battery, secondly, to burn the sins of past birth, and thirdly, experience God's love. When we are filling our heart with true godly love, then our intellect is not wandering here and there. That is why for deepening yoga experiences, we need to work sincerely on three aspects. First aspect, we need to increase the depth of soul conscious experience. You could say deepening the soul conscious experience. We must sit in solitude and we must visualize very clearly and deeply in the center of our forehead that I am a sparkling star, shining bright star, living star. We must visualize very clearly the point of divine light, and we must stay in that consciousness as long as we can. There are original seven qualities of the soul. Peace, purity, power, love, bliss, happiness, and light and might. As much we are developing the experience of these qualities one after another, we could feel the aura of divine light all around us. Deepening soul conscious experience means what? For instance, I am a new practitioner of yoga. Out of 100% consciousness, if I am having 10% soul consciousness, it means I am having subtle 90% body consciousness. We should increase the percentage of being in soul consciousness gradually and gradually. From 10 to 20, 30, 40, 60, 90, 100% in soul conscious stage and 0% of body consciousness. This is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. When Brahma Baba was Karmatit, at that time if anybody could visit Baba, that person was feeling Baba is deeply lost in soul conscious stage. He is not having the awareness of body consciousness. In the same way, we must follow Brahma Baba. We must increase the depth of soul conscious stage. Because Baba has said, as much easy, natural and constant experience of soul conscious stage there, that much easy, natural and constant God consciousness will be there. Baba's remembrance will be there. In fact, soul consciousness is our true consciousness, real consciousness, right consciousness. That is why we must feel easy to be in that right consciousness. Body is just my kochum. Body is just matter. Body is just instrument. I, the soul, is using this instrument. In this way, we must keep on increasing the depth of soul consciousness as much as possible. Second aspect. For deepening yoga experience, we must increase the depth of God consciousness. What does it really mean? We must go in Paramdham, we must sit very close to Baba, and we must visualize Baba's original form, true form, real form, incorporeal form. Because there is a praise of Baba in the path of devotion, Satyam Sivam Sundaram, means he is the truthful. He is donating the power of truth to the entire worldly soul. He is ocean of truthfulness. That is why there is a praise, God is truth and truth is God. Sivam means ever benefactor. He is a benefactor for all the souls. He is an unlimited benefactor. He is always having pure feelings for each and every soul. There is no limit of benefactorness. And Sundaram means he is the most beautiful being in this world, in this universe. He is making beautiful to others, all the souls. You could say he is an ocean of beauty. Because there is a saying, purity is a beauty of a soul. And he is an ocean of purity. You just think that how beautiful he would be. He is an extremely beautiful being in this three world. We must enjoy his form. We must visualize his beautiful form in Paramdham. Perfect remembrance means in Paramdham, Baba is in front of me, I the soul, sitting with Baba, being with Baba, and then my intellect is focused on Baba, my intellect is linked with Baba, and my mind is thinking about Baba. This is a perfect remembrance. But we must keep on seeing and seeing and seeing his beautiful form for a long time. So his beautiful form must get printed on our intellect, on our consciousness, so that we can visualize him within a second. He is an ocean of love on one hand, but he is the ocean of power on the other hand. That is why we must experience His loveful form. And as much we are getting lost in His love, then automatically that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. We start receiving power from the ocean of power, Brahma, automatically. But for getting such type of the deep experience of yoga, we really need to develop the percentage of love for Baba. The percentage of love in my heart must increase and increase for Baba. We must have the realization in this confluence age, I really would like to transfer my true heartly love towards only and only Baba, not towards any physical being or physical thing. This realization we must have in our heart. Why really we must transfer our true heartly love towards Baba? There are 5 reasons. First reason, Baba's love is only reliable love. Human beings' love is not reliable love. Second reason, Baba's love is only unconditional and uncomplicated love. Human love have lots of conditions and lots of complications. Third reason, Baba's love only can purify the souls. And third reason, Baba's love is only selfless love, unlimited love, eternal love, imperishable love. Human love is not selfless love. There are always expectations. Baba is just giving us love, giving and giving and giving, and but not expecting anything from us. And fifth reason, Baba's love is taking us beyond this guest house towards the rest house, holiest and highest place, Paramdham. Human love is just making us to wander here and there in this guest house, in this Maya's world. That is why I really would like to share my true heartly love with only and only with Baba. But if you really would like to increase the depth of yoga, you must have clear understanding about the mind and intellect. These are the two important powers of the souls which are playing prominent role, major role in yoga. If you know five things about the mind and intellect, definitely the quality of your yoga will improve. There is a guarantee. First aspect regarding mind and intellect. What type of the mind is required for yoga? My mind must be calm, cool, and light. Calm, cool, and light. Such type of the mind is chanting the mantra of Man Mana Bhav tirelessly. Intellect must be active, alert, and fresh. Because the name of this yoga is the intellect yoga. Because intellect is playing prominent role in this yoga. Second aspect. We must have clear understanding about the relation of these two powers. They are correlated with each other. Intellect is the boss of our mind. Intellect is a manager of our mind. Intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Intellect is the organizer and planner of our mind. Mind is just follower of our intellect. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. This is the relation in between these two powers. Once we understand the relationship, then automatically we can use them efficiently in yoga. Third aspect. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, mass of energy, we must have clear understanding which power is my mind and which power is intellect. We must have clear analysis of these two powers. Visualization power of a soul is the intellect. And thinking power of a soul is a mind. In fact, intellect has four functions. Intellect has four functions. First, intellect acts as the eye of a soul. It means visualization power of a soul is intellect. Second function of intellect is judgment. Intellect always working as a judge, always taking judgment, decision power. Third function of our intellect is, intellect is a memory power of a soul, treasure store of information is intellect. we know the information about our childhoodness, where the information is in our intellect. And fourth function is intellect is playing the role of heart of a soul. This is heart of a body. This heart is purifying the blood only. But which is the heart of a soul? Intellect is the heart of a soul. That is why there is a saying, we must have loveful intellect. We are expressing love through heart, and that is the part of a soul intellect. And whatever the knowledge we are receiving from Baba, that knowledge is influencing directly our intellect, and the quality of our intellect is improving and improving gradually and gradually. Fourth aspect. When we are sitting in yoga, we must know how to use these two powers. When we are sitting in yoga, just be in soul conscious state and focus the eye of intellect on Shiva Baba in Paramdham or in subtle region, on the forehead of Brahma Baba, on Shiva Baba. Whatever the long time the eye of our intellect is on Baba, our mind is thinking about Baba's form, Baba's powers, Baba's knowledge. Automatically our mind is thinking only about Baba. And we can maintain communication and connection with Baba. But when we are losing connection, the question is that how can we regain that connection within a second? The simple technique for that is check where is the eye of intellect that is not on Baba, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. Check it and change it. As much our checking power and changing power is increasing, our concentration power is increasing. We can maintain consistency in that link. And fifth aspect is we must keep our mind and intellect safe throughout the day against Maya. That is why whenever we are going to Baba's center, we must experience godly intoxication, true intoxication, and we must keep on wearing the armor of godly intoxication all the day long. There won't be any sort of influence of Maya on our mind and intellect. Our mind and intellect would be safe against the enemy Maya. Now, deepening yoga experience means increasing the percentage of our consciousness with Baba. Because when we are practicing yoga, our consciousness is distributing. Suppose I am a new practitioner of yoga, out of 100% consciousness, 10% consciousness would be in Paramdham, it means 90% consciousness is in this corporeal world. Now what I have to do? I have to increase the percentage of awareness in Paramdham gradually and gradually. 10 to 20 there, 30 there, 40 there, 80, 90, 100 there and zero here. This is the deepest stage of yoga. When somebody was meeting with Baba, Brahma Baba, in his cottage, he could feel that Baba is not anymore here. Baba already transferred his full consciousness in soul world and he is with Baba, Shiv Baba. He is not a single person in this corporeal world. Anybody could feel from Baba's eyes. That is why the eyes of yogi souls are always half open, not full open, not full closed, but always they are having half open eyes. What does it mean? They are seeing this world, but not seeing, but they are seeing fully Shiv Baba in soul world. This is a matter of practice. And as much our consciousness we are transferring in Paramdham, then automatically the Baba's light and might is influencing on our consciousness, and because of that we could feel transformation in our sanskars gradually and gradually. Sometimes we get the comments from the surrounding people. You are practicing yoga since a long time, but there is no transformation in your sanskars. Why we are getting such type of the comment? Even though we are practicing yoga every day. Because for transformation of our hardened sanskars, we really need to have volcanic yoga. Extremely powerful yoga, really powerful yoga. And for having that experience of powerful yoga, we must experience loveful stage. As much our love is increasing for Baba, then automatically we could feel combined stage with Baba. If I hold the burning charcoal on my palm can burn because the charcoal is burning. The heat is there. My palm can burn easily. In the same way, Baba is ocean of love on one hand, but when either soul is getting connected with Baba, getting lost in ocean of love Baba and experiencing combined stage, he is the ocean of power also. He is a sun of knowledge also. That is why the loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage of yoga. Volcanic stage of yoga. Especially at Amrit Vela or in evening yoga, we must experience such type of the powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. Because whenever we are having yoga while sitting, we can transfer maximum consciousness towards Baba in soul world easily. When we are performing action, our consciousness is distributing. But when we are sitting specially for yoga, we can easily transfer our consciousness towards Baba and we could experience such type of the powerful stage. For having powerful yoga experience, we must have powerful consciousness. What does it mean? I am not a soul, only a soul, but I am Master Almighty Soul. I am Master Son of Knowledge. I am powerful soul. When I am having such type of the powerful consciousness, of soul consciousness, then I can receive lots of power, tremendous powers from Baba, from the source automatically. Instead of that, if I would have ordinary consciousness, I am only a soul, I will receive little bit power only from Baba. That is why for having powerful experience of yoga, we must have powerful soul conscious stage. And on the other hand, we must experience Baba's powerful form also. He is ocean of love, but he is ocean of powers also. He is a son of knowledge. He is an extremely powerful son of knowledge. We must sit in his company and we must experience spiritual sunbath. We must start receiving and receiving powers from Baba constantly, then automatically we could experience such type of the powerful stage of yoga. This is the secret of having powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. And another secret of volcanic yoga is full concentration in that yoga process is needed also. Must not a single person distraction. Because this physical sun has lots of solar energy. But that solar energy of this physical sun cannot burn the piece of paper directly. For burning piece of paper, we must use the magnifying lens. And we must hold that magnifying lens with full concentration. If we shake the lens, the paper, piece of paper cannot burn. In the same way, in this yoga process, we must have full concentration, then automatically we start receiving tremendous powers from the source Baba, and in the fire of yoga, our sins are burning away within no time. Now let us have the experience of powerful yoga for few moments. Okay? But some feels drowsy, some feels somebody's eyes are closing and such. Bill bhai? If you don't mind, you can stand and you can stretch your body if you don't mind. Can you stand up for a while? Sit with your back straight. Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a living star I am a wonderful star I am a shining bright star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura. Of divine light surrounding me. How fortunate am I am visualizing my true form. That is a point of divine light experiencing also. I, the soul, is leaving this bodily costume and I am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying towards the soul world, flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrived at subtle world. How beautiful is this subtle world. Everywhere there is snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How light is this dress? How beautiful is this dress of divine light. Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiva Baba is also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in ocean of love. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. How unique experience is this? I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying towards the incorporeal world. I arrived at an incorporeal world . How beautiful is this world . Everywhere there is a golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How beautiful is this, my true home. Real home. Sweet silence home. My real rest house. I, the soul, is experiencing depth of peace in this world. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is enjoying his beauty. His most beautiful being in this world. He becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father. I love his company. I am enjoying his company. I've experienced super sense joy in his company. Baba, బావా, ఓ మై స్వీటెస్ట్ ఫాదర్, ఐ ద సోల్ వాజ్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సారో and I was suffering badly. And he, merciful Father, you just lifted me up and put me in your lap. You are so generous, Baba. You are my comforter of my heart, Baba. Baba is son of knowledge. I, the soul, is experiencing spiritual sunbath in his presence. The shower of powerful rays are falling on me. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power from Son of Knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sense of burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers on me. The battery of my soul is recharging. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I experience directly in the company of Supreme Being. He must be my best companion. Company. బాబా, ఓ మై స్వీటెస్ట్ బాబా, I receive lots of powers from you. I have little desire, one more desire, Baba. That there must be the constantly burning lamp of your love in my heart, Baba. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at every moment of this confluence is, Baba. The soul is receiving the shower of peace from Baba, from ocean of peace, Baba. And redirecting that shower of peace towards the world globe. Many souls are receiving peace. I, the soul, is experiencing world benefactor stage. The soul is returning from soul world towards the corporeal world. And entering in this corporeal body, sitting in the center of my forehead, on the throne of self-respect, I am powerful soul. Radiating the waves of powers in this atmosphere. And charging this atmosphere. My true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. as my Father is incorporeal, I, the soul, is also incorporeal, point of divine light. My Father is supreme star, and I, the soul, is superstar, playing hero part is in this unlimited drama. I, the soul, is a hero actor in this unlimited drama. The soul is experiencing wonderful aura of light and might surrounding me. Shanti.